What's up? What's up?
What's up,
everybody? If you're hearing my voice, it means only one thing. You are locked and loaded with Chico's most popular sports talk radio show, the world's greatest sports talk radio show. Talking Belt practice is on the way. Want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to thank our longtime friends and supporters over at North Brim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a full-service bike shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, California, and online at northrimadventure.com. Start that over. That was me rewinding on the DJ decks. Did you guys catch that?
Just keep it pushing.
All right. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, co-creator of the show, partner in crime, my man, Derek is so Mackey.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take it with you. The one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, the bathroom bandit, the legend himself, Statman Brett.
Yeah! Okay.
A.K.A. Mr. Bunky Board himself.
Hey, bunky boards are not bad. They're solid.
It's a fun thing to say.
It's a fun thing to say, yeah.
Bunky board. It is a fun... Yeah. It is a fun...
Bunky.
Words. They're fun. Together.
They come off the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, bunky board. That does sound. It sounds
it's
like
a great. It's a great piece of furniture that you.
I
like,
had such a good, like, sexually vile joke I could have spun right there, but I held back.
Hey,
right
there. That's growth. Hey, that is growth.
That's growth. That's growth right there. Dude. Look at us. Look at us. Not getting fired today.
Well, I mean, there's still an hour of the
that's
show
why I
left.
I need the pod at times. I need the pods to really be able to unleash. Because
all right, can you tell the audience off air, like on Instagram, after what your bunky board joke was?
Yeah,
we'll revisit it. I'm gonna put it at the bottom of the rundown. Yeah. Revisit bunky board joke with Derek.
And there's a reason to go follow us on Instagram right there.
And if you haven't, you should do so. Yeah. You can do that at TBP Not a Game. Follow us. We will follow you back
right now. I want this very instant.
Yeah, go follow us right now. Pull over if you're driving. Make sure you're safe, y'all.
Yeah.
Honk a couple times if you're with us, and then go follow us
right now.
TBP Not a Game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. If your content sucks, we'll stop following you. But we'll at least follow you back initially. Yeah. And then you better bring the fire, or we're going to be judgy and we're going to be out.
That's but anyways, so since three of you guys didn't know what a bunky board was, I'm just going to tell the fans right now what a bunky board is. Instead of a box spring, a bunky board is a little bit shorter.
No one cares.
Cool.
And that was
keep
that,
pushing.
Ladies
keep
and
pushing.
Gentlemen.
All right, I got it.
And honestly, I think that was totally fair. I don't even think that was that was rude. All right, let's move on.
His face right now was that of like a dog, just like sad. Like
okay, yeah. Like, oh, right. I'm gonna go sit in my corner now.
Oh, cool. It's
I
okay.
It. I get it. You don't like me. I get it. I understand.
Anyway, we got a big show for you guys. Before we get into it, we want to give a birthday shout out to Kobe Bryant. I know that was Derek's favorite player, Rudy's favorite player, and now he's dead, so that's sad.
R.I.P., brother.
That probably could have been a little more tough.
I'd like to appreciate the bluntness on that, but now he's dead.
Yeah.
But I feel like,
respect the
out of respect for Kobe and also for Derek being his favorite player, do we not celebrate the birthday?
Time, he knows that I'm usually someone who doesn't. Once you're dead, I
feel I was going to say, I'm like, I feel like this is like an insult to Derek now.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, respect, obviously, I don't forget about that. Like, I don't like, oh, forgot about Kobe. Oh, remember about Kobe. You completely forgot about him.
No.
You know, completely forgot about him. If it wasn't for his birthday, I would not remember Kobe Bryant. No, I don't need it. But I guess, David Nair.
But that, I feel like that breaks some rules of yours if we...
It does, 100%. Yeah. But,
but
I bet you, I mean, I never said I had morals here, okay? Only standards, never morals.
Okay.
Yeah.
So standards can be broken, morals cannot be? Or is it the other way around?
It's just a joke right now, Brad. I don't want to dive into this.
Anyway, happy birthday, Kobe. Yeah. One happy of the greatest birthday, to ever do it. And obviously, you are very much missed. Also, shout out to our man from FedEx, our FedEx driver, our boy Marty. New listener, just got on board with us.
Marty!
He's got our original logo tatted on his leg of AI stepping over Tyronn Lue.
Legit.
And it is awesome. And
that's
that
is dedication for a fan right there.
No doubt.
Get a tattoo of that logo from the get-go. That's a true fan right there.
And our boy Hoser, who's been on the show, was the one who did the tattoo.
Hey.
It comes full circle. That's what I love about this community,
TDP, we connect people, all right?
Yeah. We're bringing people together, you know what I'm saying?
Or Chico, you know, like I'm pretty sure there should be a sign when it says "Welcome to Chico, home of TBP." You know,
You know what?
Instead of the home of Aaron Rodgers,
I feel like
should have
home of TBP.
Yeah,
I feel like we can get.
It should say home of TBP. ... and Aaron Rodgers.
... I mean, we still live here at least. You know?
Yeah, and we've been here. Exactly. We've been here.
And we rep it. You know?
And guess what? We're undefeated.
Dude.
Hey, because when you have no competition,
we're number one, baby.
Let's go. We've never lost in a championship game. Literally zero losses on a record.
Undefeated, baby.
Facts. That's right.
We are. We
that's
are really
right.
Good.
What say you, Mr. Rodgers? Moving on. School's back, guys. U-Haul season is over, and the kids are here.
Now we're in the bad U-Haul, but the bad side of U-Haul season.
Yeah.
This is the bad.
Where they all got left
this
here.
They're all here, yeah.
Yeah. They all got left.
Yeah, this is like, we're in the south where the birds have flown, you know?
Exactly.
So they've gone north for school.
Yeah, those kids are everywhere right now, man. Everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see some vibrancy back into the city after last year, but... I think that every local, for the most part, appreciates
the quietness. Yeah.
You know, nice little
peacefulness around
Can
here.
Can we admit that at first it was like, yes, the kids are back. This is some semblance of normalcy.
Every once in a while,
and it lasted for about a day.
Maybe,
yeah.
Even if
I mean, maybe.
I'm not going to lie. I'm walking home from work and I just hear party after party. I'm like, damn you all the hell.
Yeah, right?
You know, just a little bit. I mean, I get it. You guys are in kids. You're in college and you want to party as
for
you should.
Sure.
Live it up.
Yeah,
100%.
Fun. You know, be safe out there.
Indeed.
You know, do lots of drugs. Have lots of sex. You
yes,
know?
Exactly.
But use protection.
Unprotected sex.
Did you say unprotected?
Yes.
Wow, that's aggressive.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Don't listen to Rudy.
I'm the degenerate, man. Yeah,
no,
on.
That's not
saying
wow.
Don't, we don't need a lot of you guys reproducing because a lot of you guys...
Not to mention, there's a lot of bad things other than kids. I mean, kids are really bad things to get. But you can get a lot of really bad things.
As long as you... If you get it, just don't pass it around. That's all I'm asking.
Or just protect yourself and don't get it.
Don't do it. Don't do what Rudy does and protect thyself.
Well, I mean, there's all Rudy's.
Rudy's out here like, I'm living, bro. Let me live, Doug.
But there's a lot of Rudy's out there, so you don't want to make sure it's like, look, if
I'm
you got it,
you really
don't get
alienated
it.
Alienated yourself, Rudy, right now by saying this on the show.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
I know it's not the same, guys, but you know what? Same as AIDS. No, what? I don't know.
Wait, what?
I like the attempt.
I'm not going to stop.
Use protection if you're out there sleeping with other folks.
Yeah, whomever that might be.
Yeah. We're not judging.
Well, we are if you're not using protection.
Yes.
Well, Rudy's not. Rudy's judging right if now. You are.
Be you, baby. Be you. Do you.
This would be a great time to remind you that the thoughts and opinions on this here show do not reflect that of the station or anyone here. Just four idiots on a sports show
talking about not using condoms. All right, moving on.
We don't have any kids, so we're good. Okay, I will say
that's correct.
Well, that we know of.
Yeah. We are 0-for-4 with babies. Good job, boys.
That is a great average to have right now.
Yeah, that is great.
We're trying. You know, no one's trying. Yeah.
Well, exactly. We are actively avoiding.
Parenthood. Not trying to get a hit here. Okay.
Right.
I'm trying to say this.
Herpes, HIV, and children—the three STDs that last forever. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? All right. Let's move on.
Jesus.
Since we last did the show, an interview on Draymond Green's show Chips, which is an awful name for a podcast slash TV show or whatever. I thought
Chips is the name of it.
It's called Chips. Huh. For the chip on your shoulder.
Yeah,
I hated it. However, Draymond Green and Kevin Durant had a, I thought it was a fairly revealing interview. But before I get to some of the details of the actual interview, I do want to talk about just how kind of we're all in sports media and how the landscape of sports media is changing right before our eyes. And I wanted to ask you guys, do you like it? When you see a format like this, Derek, did you like the authenticity? Did you like this format?
I literally got about 5 minutes in, and I was like, I'm bored out of my mind listening to these guys. So I just got the highlights of it.
Yeah.
The things that I feel like, you know, I heard about the team with the Warriors and whatnot. I get it. These guys are – it's just – right now everyone's got a platform. Mm. Everyone has a platform. And these guys get eyes on their platform automatically just from what they're doing, playing basketball. Yeah. Not necessarily for being good at – having that platform of what Draymond Green's doing. Now, I'm not going to say anything bad about Draymond Green. I think he did a decent job interviewing.
Yeah. I thought he did a good job. Yeah.
I'm someone who finds...
He's going to come take some jobs when he's done with basketball.
He did a good job. I just find Kevin Durant to be kind of a lackluster personality.
Yeah.
He's just a hooper, man.
That's all he really does.
Exactly. So that's why I feel like we feel like these guys play basketball, so we automatically have to hear everything that they have to say. And it's like, oh, I have to catch what he says. Like, he's just a basketball player. And if he has something interesting to say, then maybe I'll listen. Then I'll listen to it. But if it's not, it's like, whatever. So I was like, just because everyone has it, it's just we're just being bombarded. So it's just we're just being inundated with it. And I feel we get oversaturated at this point in time. So that's what my take on it would be.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that's changed, right, is the fact that athletes now have a direct line to fans with the advent of social media and vice versa, where the media used to have to be the messenger.
Well, that's what media stands for. It's the medium between two people.
So, right.
Exactly. That's what media used to be. Now they're not needed anymore for the most part.
And in that sense, right?
Yeah.
Where I will say that they so as things change, right? You have LeBron James has his own media company. KD has his own media company, and he has a show on ESPN Plus, which I've never watched because I'm not paying for that subscription, even if it was only $5.99 a month. What am I going to do that to watch Peyton Manning? I mean, you have a bunch of players. J.J. Redick has a pod. All these guys. And I'm not saying they're not good at it, but what I am saying is if you've ever watched LeBron James, The Shot, it's not super interesting because there's no media member there to challenge them on anything.
Yeah.
And in the Draymond Green and Kevin Durant interview, there's a particular part when Draymond was like, I want to clear my own conscience. Did you leave because of the argument we got on the sidelines during the Clippers game? And in a roundabout way, KD was like, no, actually not very roundabout. Both KD and Draymond proceeded to poop on Steve Kerr and Bob Myers in the front office. And they're like, they didn't handle it well. Draymond was like, they basically told me I need to apologize. I was like, you can't tell me what to say. And Steve Kerr chose to kind of ignore it and let it be water under the bridge. And if I'm sitting in there and I'm a fan of both those dudes, right? They've brought my team two championships when they're together. I'm going to say, hey, hold up, fellas. So you mean to tell me two grown adults needed other grown adults
to tell them how to handle this, to lead?
Y'all couldn't have just squashed this like men in front of everyone? Like, yo, this happened yesterday. You know, Draymond, I lost my cool. I don't think it's dope that Kevin Durant has been flirting with other teams and seems to be plotting his exit after this season. And they basically were like, yeah, it's their fault we've broke apart.
That, I will say, is something that you – when you get these guys handling it, you do not get that quote unquote objective perspective.
Right.
Which granted, even the media, nothing's objective. It's that person's subjective view of it that you're getting from that media person. So everything you're getting is going to be twisted and set. The relative objectivity is what we're obviously looking for as much as we possibly can get. And the media, for the most part, tried to give that to you. Now, are there certain media members that have certain sticks up their you-know-whats? Yeah, and they have certain things against, agendas against certain players. They're going to try to find every which way in which to tear that player down. Yes. So that's going to be skewed. But when you only get this player's side, you're only going to get that person making themselves look as good as possible. You're going to paint yourself in best light possible. You might give yourself some tarnishes here and there to try to maybe give it some relative truth. But you're always going to give yourself in the shining light, like no matter what. Yeah. Like whenever anybody breaks up with anybody, that person who you broke up with was the person who made it breaking up, not you. Even when you tell your friends, it's all like, oh, it was all her fault. We couldn't figure it out. Like you might say, oh, you know, I had some problems on my behalf. I wasn't there communicating. But you always make yourself feel like, ah, it was, you know, it wasn't all my fault.
You don't have the upper hand.
Exactly. There's no actually one there, the third party that can actually see both sides and then project that to you. Because there's always three sides to every story.
Right.
Your side, their side,
and
the truth.
Right. Right.
And when you only get the player's side, you're only getting one third of the truth. Yeah. Right. There,
right.
You know? So it's just, much as it's nice to be able to get connected to these guys in what way, if this is going to be the only way and we're going to push out all the media, I think that's going to be kind of a boring.
Yeah.
You're just going to get their side the entire time and just them making themselves look as cool as possible.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. If you think about the way sports stocks have been going lately, right? And it kind of really started with The Last Dance, which was the biggest sports stock that came out that year because of COVID, and we had no sports, and that was the only sports we had.
And it was Michael Jordan, and we all worship at the idol, the statue of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but the problem being is Michael Jordan was intimately involved in the project, so you didn't really hear. They talked about his gambling for about a minute. And they talked.
They made it seem like it was a good thing.
They basically propped it up. Yeah. Ultimate competitor, Michael Jordan, not like degenerate.
Yeah.
The only thing that separates him and an actual degenerate is he's not going to lose his house because he makes $60 million, $70 million a year. That's the only difference, really. But they were propping him up. They never talked about him being a womanizer, the divorce, anything like that, because he was intimately involved in it. And one of the best sports docs I saw over the past year was a Tiger Woods doc. And why? Because he was not involved whatsoever.
And that was an epic.
And it was
series.
A great documentary. Yeah. Derek Jeter's coming out with a doc. And let me tell you, there's one who needs a three-part documentary in sports less than Derek Jeter. That guy said 12 words the entire time. He was a superstar.
I mean, I was going to say, what do you want to put out there right now? You've already done the best job of painting the picture for the media as being kept it quiet.
Yeah, the only thing interesting we know is he gave gift baskets to women.
Yes.
That's all.
To every hot woman out there.
All we know.
He had a lineup, a legendary lineup.
He did. Absolutely.
An epic
I will watch a three-part documentary on that.
All the girls coming in. And they're like, yeah. So what happened?
Yes.
This is the first three of the order. Then the next three, we got batting cleanup right now. And then you got the back end, you know?
Yeah. Tom Brady's coming out with an eight-part documentary, apparently.
Is he really?
Jesus.
Well, I think it's just at this point in time, it's just these athletes are learning to capitalize on their stardom and the fact that people are all. We put these guys on the pedestal above everybody else right now. They are these pinnacle of celebrities for the most. Like they're higher for the most part. In our world at least, they're bigger than any Hollywood star in the right now. For most guys, you could probably say they'd rather meet Tom Brady than Brad Pitt. And they might say they'd rather take Angelina Jolie over Tom Brady, but that's for different reasons, you know.
Yeah.
But now, granted, if you entered another world, maybe the Hollywood elites take over. But the celebrities are everywhere. I mean, athletes are everywhere. Celebrities want to be with the athletes. The celebrities are going to the athletes' game.
Yeah,
you see them courtside. It's a celebrity fest to go there. So these athletes have become the pinnacle of stardom.
Yep.
And we just want to see just what they – like anything they'll give us. And they're capitalizing on it, which is good for them. Make that money. Do what you can. But at the same point in time, I hope we don't lose – other sides of it and not completely realize that, you know, just because he's done great things doesn't mean he's this amazing person.
Right. Yeah. And
We still need journalism intimately involved in these things. Otherwise, it's just going to be people telling their own stories. And no one exaggerates a story more than the person telling it about themselves.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? So if you were
my
great, you were the best.
My scores are so much better than they really were.
No doubt. No 100%. Doubt. All right. Before we move off, and I know we're talking hoops, and it's not even close to basketball season. We're still about a month and a half away. I did want to just bring up LeBron's pettiness because it always makes me laugh and puts a little smile on my soul. And did you guys hear about this story about the scouts?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So 10 scouts in the NBA were polled to see who they thought the best players were. Five picked KD, five picked Antetokounmpo. So LeBron immediately had to tweet out a very dad tweet that just said, what was it? Super washed, king washed, and then it had like a trash can and something else.
He is so tacky with. He's honestly like a 16-year-old girl when it comes to this.
The way it's like, stop with
the emojis, my dude.
Yes, the way he uses his emojis is like every parent.
I was just gonna say, tidbit to any guy out there: cool it on the emojis as a whole. Like, have some emojis. So some emojis are nice.
Yes,
you know, add a little flavor to things.
I feel like we're missing something. Gosh darn it!
Yes. You know what really grinds there my gears?
Guys that use way too many emojis. So, guys, cool it on them. Trust me. It's not necessary. One and two, spice up the things. Overdone it, it's just like, okay,
and not
you're
every single text
not
either.
Not every single text.
Like, just a couple here and there. Yeah. Throw them in.
Sprinkle them in when appropriate.
Yeah, when appropriate. Yeah. I used to be very vehemently, wow, I cannot talk. Vehemently against emojis. I used to think they were called emo joys for a while.
emo joys. Were you also the one that called them memes as well?
I didn't go that far. No, but I am between GIF and JIF. I don't.
I was
know what
about
it
to
is.
Say.
I don't know. I don't.
GIF,
I don't even know what it is anymore. I'll call it whatever it comes off my tongue at that point. God, another one I could have done there. Ah, so holding back on
well,
it.
Write him down.
I really appreciate your restraint. I really do.
Oh man. Either way, what are we talking about?
Let's talk about football.
There we go. That happened.
Yeah.
That happened.
Preseason football is going on, and it's actually interesting for the first time to me in I don't remember how long, but I think it's because we have four quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round or five, that could all be good.
They all had decent games.
Yeah.
I don't.
Every single one of them. Like, did they? I know that. Obviously, Trey Lance had a nice game.
Yep.
I'm surprised you didn't lead off with that. I'm really surprised. Trey Area didn't come in yet.
Trey Area!
There it is. Let's go.
It's only a matter of time. I might as well get it over with now.
Thank you for teeing me up.
Other than Fields getting his head completely blown off.
Dude, that was a hit. That might be the hit of the season, bro.
He called it on himself.
Well, he did. Yeah,
he put a target on his back by saying the game's not as fast.
Yeah,
in preseason, my dude.
Calm down,
he hasn't
bro.
Played right. starters yet. Yeah, right. They are slower.
Wait
they're slower
full
than
speed,
the
speed, brother.
Yeah.
And then talk, dude.
Yeah, the 60th guy on the roster is not going to be Aaron Donald. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like saying going as fast as you can in a car and then only going halfway and say, this is not that fast. It's like, yeah, man, we've only gotten halfway.
Right.
You know, it's like, we're going to 200 miles an hour. We're only going 50 right now. Yeah. Like, this is not that fast. Yeah, we're only going 50 right now. It's not that fast.
You're correct. You're correct. So I did want to talk just about some of these starters versus potential rookies and dudes off the bench. So, Newton versus Mac Jones. Rudy, who do you like to be the starter for the majority of the season? Because I don't want to say week one, because I don't think week one starter matters as much. Who do you see finishing the season?
I think Cam is going to start first 3-4 games, but the Patriots aren't going to be that good. So I don't see them winning a lot early, which is going to make Bill to switch things up. So I think Mac Jones will finish off the season. I'd say he starts about like the last five games of the season. So we'll see what's up.
Okay,
they're both playing well, and then Cam Newton just jumped on the COVID list today again, so he's going to miss his whole week and some more time.
That's correct. So to clarify, Cam Newton did not test positive for COVID. Okay. He broke protocol and went somewhere that was not team approved, and he's not vaccinated, so it's automatically 5 days away from the team while you get tested.
But still, though, he's out this whole week.
So he's out for right now.
Bill Belichick always loves it when you're not at practice, too. Like, that's his favorite.
Yeah, he loves that.
All right, dude, you're for sure starting then for me.
Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater, who you got?
Drew Lock is decent, but Bridgewater, man, I've always been a huge fan of him.
Teddy Two Love, dude.
I've always been a fan. Okay, over Drew Lock.
I mean,
yeah, I would have to
say
that's
a rock and a hard place, essentially.
Yeah. So I could see Teddy. Okay. Teddy coming out.
Trevor Lawrence, Gardner Minshew.
I was going to say, two gloves in the hand is better than one in the bush.
Between
can
those.
I put him on timeout for that one? Or
that was brilliant, man. It was awful.
I say Trevor Lawrence, man. I mean, that guy is the truth, and he needs more time behind center to pull out his full potential. We also Minshew, what he did, what he can do, what he's all about.
Did you see his video that he put out?
I did not.
Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, he put out a video like him, you know, throwing the football and whatnot, because that's what he does. But he's like shirtless, rocking like American flag shorts, like cut off like shorts and whatnot, and disrespecting our flag in a way and being very anti-American by doing that, wrapping their flag around your genitals that way.
I couldn't agree
more. Disrespectful. And I thought he looked very un-American of Gardner Minshew to do that. So
Trevor Lawrence it is.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
Let's go. Yeah, because America.
Because obviously Gardner Minshew is with the Taliban, you know.
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah. Put a flag around your waist like that. Okay. It's like around your butt. Okay, that's where poop comes out of. Okay?
Exactly.
Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston?
Last thing I heard right before I got here is that Winston did got named the starter.
Thank God, dude.
Thank you, Jesus.
See what he did last season. Those four games that he started, he didn't do anything. He just ran.
I was personally going to fly to New Orleans and see if I could get Alvin Kamara on any other team if Taysom Hill was their quarterback again. That fantasy ruining son of a. I really hate Taysom.
Way
Hill.
To hold it back there.
I really hate Taysom Hill.
If that's the case right now, it makes my. Kamara a viable pick now.
A lot better.
It does.
For sure. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
The world of fantasy.
That's correct.
I'm so lost in fantasy. I'm going to be terrible. It's going to be a bad year.
It's going to be tough for me, too, but, you know.
I have no idea about anybody.
We'll figure it out.
I got you, bro.
No, you don't. Sit down. No, you don't. It's okay, man. I'm facing against you. I can't.
You're in that. Yeah, my bad.
There's no way. So, yeah.
Never mind.
He shouldn't have said anything. He didn't even remember.
He would have.
Yeah, I mean, we're
you draft him with like, hey man, what should I take with this pick right now?
You know? you should do this guy, dude. He's really
funny. Oh my god, this guy just picked the same person. What the heck's going
we're
on?
In the same draft, oh my bad.
Yeah.
All right,
three rounds.
Before we move off of professional football and get into some more football here in a little bit, I did want to ask you. You put the Bills leaving Buffalo. Is that really on the table?
Potentially, their lease is up in 2023. The Bills ownership and the NFL want to do everything in their power to keep them in Buffalo because we all know Bills Mafia. They're rowdy. They're cutthroat. They love their team.
I'm pretty sure Buffalo would cease to exist if the Bills were no longer there.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct. Like, who would want to go to Buffalo, Buffalo without the Bills being there?
You got the
Buffalo
Sabres.
Buffalo their identity on the Bills. There's nobody else.
Yeah. That's about it. Sabres.
Thanks, Brad.
That's it.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Yes.
So
the hockey team.
We got that. Okay, yeah. Right.
So, name one Buffalo Sabre.
Oh, I got nothing.
Okay, thank you.
That was the point.
Dominique Hasek.
And why is it why are they called the Sabres and they still have a Buffalo on there? I get it. The city is named Buffalo.
Yeah, that's confusing,
but your name is the Sabres.
That is a good question. Yeah.
The same with the Buffalo Bills. Their mascot's not a buffalo. It's a bill.
Yeah.
And they still have a buffalo on there.
Wait, it's a bill. What is a bill then?
Exactly. What are you talking? Wild
it's
Bill
short
McCoy?
For William.
I mean, but yeah, exactly. Which bill are we talking about? There are a lot of bills in the world.
There is.
Like, which bill would you want to be? I mean, Wild Bill Hickok?
It'd be like the Denver Derricks. You know what I mean?
Cut. No.
I'm muted, guys, so I can't host the show.
The Denver Brads?
It'd be like the Boston Brads.
The Boston Brads.
Boston Brads.
Yeah. The Rochester Rudies. Speaking of Rudy.
The Green Bay Feingolds.
Rudy.
Nailed it.
Speaking of Rudy, you've been on an absolute heater. Betting the Giants for 4 weeks straight, and they have always paid off.
It's stupid, man.
It's like, unbelievable.
I can't stop.
All right. Not so, with no further ado, are you going to do it again?
We'll see.
Rudy. 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 Rudy.
Gay.
What?
Rudy.
Rudy.
It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
We're professionals.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, well, this train ain't stopping, boys. I'm rolling with the Giants every single game this week. We got the Mets for three games and the Braves for three games as well, both on the road. I don't care what the money lines are at, but bet the money line, though. Don't bet on the spread. Every single game this week, I shoot to do five out of six seems a little bit too high, so I'm going to go 4 out of 6 this week.
Okay.
I always feel betting the spread and the over-under with baseball is always very scary.
It is. The over-under is scary because it could be a 2-0 game.
I mean, exactly. For the most part,
or it could be 14-10.
They have, exactly. Their spread can be so much on the over-under. Yeah. And usually, for the most part, you see games, they're usually around like 9, 9.5 is the over-under.
Yeah, exactly. Which are huge. Those are massive numbers, but they're putting up over 20 runs that game. Exactly. It's like, what the hell just happened?
But the fact that you have a 2-0 game is still not out of the realm of possibility.
Exactly. So that's why you bet on the money line.
Exactly.
They're going to risk a little bit more to guarantee that win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. You know? So go
You're
get
not
that
get
money.
A pool house. You can get a side house. Okay, with your main house.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well said. A little pool house on the side.
So I got a reason for the Sabres name. Yeah. So there's a bunch of awful names. I don't even want to mention it. But the reason why is because the guy that submitted it said that the Saber, by a leader, is the best offense and defense in WAR. So. But
they still have a Buffalo on their emblem.
And then
that's my problem. And they have two Sabres crossing. But like, why do you have to?
So it's
too much.
Not a buffalo. It's a bison. And in that area, bisons were the normal.
The city is named Buffalo.
I understand that.
Bison, then?
I don't know, but apparently that's a mascot in that area that's commonly used, and he didn't want that.
I mean, bison mafia doesn't quite have the same thing as built. Yeah, it's just
rough. Well, the town's not called Bison. It's called Buffalo.
So it's a buffalo on there. Okay.
There's a bison on there. That's what it is.
Tomato, tomato.
Like completely different things, but yes. All right. Well,
they're just
bison's American, buffalo's African.
But
there you go.
American buffalo is a bison.
Yes.
You're talking like water buffalo? That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about bison are what they're called here in Africa. They're buffalo.
They're the same family,
but yes.
At the end of the day, it's the same thing.
Are there buffaloes over in Africa? Like, our American buffalo, bison?
No, they're like the same family. They're different, like, species, but they're same family.
Okay.
Huh. I wonder what family is a wildebeest in?
I don't know.
You don't know the genes?
I would imagine.
I want to know which buffalo is tougher, bison or buffalo.
Water buffaloes are just... I would say the water buffalo would kick the crud out of a bison.
Okay, that's... very anti-American of you to say.
Yeah, well, why would you
say that? Yeah, let me get an animal expert on.
Have you seen what a water buffalo does to lions over there?
Have you seen what an American bison
does to a child? Yes, I've seen that.
It was such a great video.
That was the best video.
I felt bad for the girl.
Yeah, poor little.
I wish it had taken out her parents instead.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, by the way, bad parenting's the reason for all the problems in the world. So
yeah.
Respect animal spaces. Bison or buffalo alike.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think we could all agree on that. This is Talk About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We appreciate y'all tuning in this evening, spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And we appreciate FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond, for allowing us to keep this nonsense rolling for 5 years now. We never even celebrated our anniversary. We just rolled right through it. A lot going on in the world right now. I guess we got distracted.
When was the anniversary?
In June.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
No.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs is right around our time. Right?
Jake decided he had enough of this show after the Warriors lost to Cleveland in Game 7.
No, you didn't lose. You blew a 3-1 lead to Cleveland, okay? All right, let's not forget that.
Yeah.
People don't forget. There were some things that happened in that series that...
Yeah, a lot of balls being kicked.
Fair enough.
Ended up being a soccer match at that point.
We want to shout out another sponsor of ours. Talking About Practice is made possible by our friends over at Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico.
I hate it when he does a good one. I hate it. Like,
do you see how I did
when he does a good one? It's really satisfaction. Good,
I was, whenever he I was like, does I just, a good one, it I want to get
the fire, bro.
I want to get into this read because I don't even want to give him the satisfaction. But I should have let it breathe. I should have let it sit there. That's my fault. Again, we are made possible by Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 or visit JeepTrailPrint.com. All right.
Thank you, DJ. You were planning that. Didn't realize you were planning that.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well done. Well
done. Thank you. All right. It's everyone's favorite time of the week where we get you caught up on the going-ons around the world. Derek Usmaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Usmaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for...
the news.
Oh, man. I don't know which one I want to start with because there's a couple that I want to linger on that I want to end with because there's one that I have to blow right through because it's a very sensitive topic, but I'll have to tell you about it, you know, because that's what I do on the news. I bring you the important late-breaking stuff. So we'll start with that one. We'll just get that one out of the way because it's tough because in the world of cockfighting, it's still happening, y'all, okay? And unfortunate for you, we need to end it. Because if you don't end it, I'm going to have to keep talking about it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, if it's there, it's there, right?
But this is a good story. This is actually a good story. If you remember my last cockfighting story, there was actually a time where a man's cock that he put in the ring, he put a knife on his cock, and it turned around and chopped off his own penis. So his cock took his penis. That was a tough story to have. But here's a great story, though, in Belvedere, Illinois. Where 100 chicks were rescued before they could develop into cocks.
Prematurely.
I hate myself for not being able to get that one out. Okay. That's what she said. But luckily for these 100 chicks, they were saved before they could ever enter the ring. Now, you've always wondered what happens to someone who starts a cockfighting ring and, like, what's the charges? Well, you get 3 years in prison for it. And along with those 100 chicks, they did find training pieces, medication, and logbooks. So these guys are serious about their cocks and making sure they're up to fighting scales. Luckily for these 100 chicks, though, that didn't happen to them. So shouts to the law enforcement and in stopping this terrible epidemic of cockfighting in Belvedere, Illinois.
There you go.
You could say that law enforcement stopped cock ring?
Cock, yes. Yeah. That's good. That's a big thing. That's a big bust. Huge,
that is big bust.
That's a big bust. Okay.
Big bust and a lot of money lost.
Great night in Vegas.
Okay. All right. Moving it on right now. See, we won't linger there anymore. We'll keep it pushing. Now we'll go on to the good things right now. Here's a fun story. Okay. Here, Sri Lanka, apparently they're having an epidemic where people are riding their elephants drunk. And they're issuing laws against that now. So thank God there's no more DUIs anymore.
DUIs?
Or... driving, no, because it's a...
riding.
Riding, there we go. Yeah, we were riding, so an R-I-U. Yeah. Riding, R-U-I, I'm sorry.
R-U-I, R-U-I.
Oh,
really?
I'm dyslexic. I'm dyslexic, guys, unfortunately for you all. But Sri Lankans luckily have passed a law to prevent this from happening, where they have decided that all captive elephants, so like ones that are owned privately, are all issued biometric identity cards. So you got to make sure you get your elephant... an ID card, you know? Yeah. Hopefully a flattering picture with it, too, okay?
Good for that.
That elephant needs a good picture.
100%.
Okay? I think it would be more dangerous if the elephant was drunk.
No doubt. That would be very scary.
That's what I thought you were going to start the story.
But you are, if a guy who is drunk controlling an elephant.
That's true. That's like scary, too.
Multiple tons.
100%.
That could just ram through a store. But it's like a car, essentially.
Yeah.
Now, granted, a drunk elephant, that's like uncontainable.
Also, that'd be a great answer to when you and I were talking a while ago about if it wasn't unethical and you could own any wild animal,
elephant
which would
be great. Yeah.
Elephant would be high on my list.
I mean, I still like my. I think rhinos are still.
I
awesome.
Think rhino is pretty solid.
Because if you could ride it on a rhino,
dude, that'll be
sad. That's like savage.
Yeah, 100%. But I also want to enter a bar on my polar bear.
That would be pretty awesome.
Because I want it to be on all fours, and if it's a crowded bar, then it stands up, and I'm still just like on its shoulders. I'm like, barkeep!
That would be tight. You guys, attention real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good animals I feel that would be kind of cool. That would make a big statement walking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go moose.
Moose, okay.
Moose, not bad.
Those things are tall.
But hard to get into a lot of bars with that rack.
Yeah, I mean, more of outside bars at that point.
I will say, for in bars that allow people with wheelchairs to get in there, you should allow mooses with antlers to get in there.
Agreed. If you can allow a dog, you can allow a moose.
Standards doorways the width of animal moose's antlers width.
Yeah. Yep.
From here on out, that's the standard of building houses and businesses. Okay? I like it. So it shall be said, so shall be written.
Yep.
All right. So moving on. So, Sri Lankans are finally passing measures to protect these elephants that they actually have a pretty sweet life over there, the captive elephants. They can only work 4 hours a day.
Good for them.
4 hours
well
a day.
Deserve, yeah.
They got to have great health benefits, okay? Like, I honestly want to go to Sri Lanka and become an elephant right now. Right? 4 hours a day. You can't work at night.
Oh.
Okay? No night work, and that's dangerous. And like I said, great animal welfare. So they got to make sure they get the vets well checked on. So.
So, I mean, like, would you be okay getting ridden for like 4 hours?
Couldn't say that joke. I'm going to mute myself.
I like his response to it more.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to sit in the real bad ones and just let him figure out how terrible it was.
Brad, okay,
I do feel that it's a sad state of affairs that Sri Lankan elephants have better unions than the U.S. people do.
They have better
unions than like Uber drivers. But shouts to them.
I mean, I feel like the people in India just must feel like slapped in the face when the country right next door to them is just
100%, yeah.
You know what? You got a billion people over there, but we got elephants.
Yeah,
okay?
They need protecting. Yeah. They keep getting ridden by drunkards.
Yeah, we need to put an end to that now. Yeah.
So, shouts to them. Apparently, there's only about 7,500 captive elephants in the world throughout. So, yeah. 7,500, that's pretty lucky number, right?
Yep.
It's pretty small. All right, last story. This is a quick story. This is just, I had to tell it because, this is a good one. All right, you guys know I'm a big MotoGP fan. That's high-end motorcycle racing. Well, MotoGP Grand Prix winner Miguel Oliveira is living out a rather interesting fantasy. He's married to his stepsister.
Okay. Whoa.
And they just had a kid together.
Ooh.
Now, this is not one. Huh. They were stepbrother and sister since they were 11 years old. So they grew up together.
Oh, wow.
And
so
now
this
they
is not fresh.
Together.
This has been going on.
This has been something. So, he just
Let
announced.
Me be the first to say, yuck.
That's a little bit weird, right?
That's not right.
Wait, hold up. Isn't step, that's not blood,
no,
though.
No, it's not blood, but they grew up.
No, it's still weird, but it's like they're not blood.
It's not blood.
Stop trying to justify it.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Do you have a stepsister?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's just a little odd. Now, at the same point in time, you can see, like, you've heard of stories of like, high school sweethearts,
Yeah.
And their parents marry.
That wasn't where they're going.
Oh, you weren't going to go with that. Okay.
No, I was just going to say, like, they've been together, like, they've known each other for a long time. Like, kids that have grown up, like, friends across the street, and then eventually ended up together. You've heard those stories.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit different. This is your sister.
Yeah, gross.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think I kind of summarized this whole story when I said, yuck.
Yeah, that's...
Either way...
That's not right.
I feel like there's some guys out there that are probably like, he did it.
He cleared the way for us.
Finally
normalized marrying your stepsister.
We got one of them. All we need is one. Okay. Miguel Oliveira is your guy. All right, well, that's the news. I've done enough damage.
All right, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's class up the show and bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
Yo. All right,
we just do a yo-yo together? Wow, that was...
Did we?
Yeah, you guys did.
Yo-yo, wow.
That was kind of cute.
Wow.
We've been doing this for a while.
Yo-yo Coke!
Are you guys wearing the same thing, too?
No.
Not today.
Sorry,
all right, so, Brad, thank you for distracting us once again.
You're welcome.
let's talk some golf. The Northern Trust Tourney, which is on the tip of everyone's tongues, obviously. Goodness, I was sitting around with bated breath all weekend watching this tournament. I'm lying. I'm being facetious. So tell us what's going on, Aaron.
Yeah, no problem. I think it's kind of less exciting. You know, granted, it's sort of the really exciting. It did happen on Saturday. I don't know if anyone saw this clip go around, but Matsuyama hits off the tee and lands in a guy's shirt. Just like lodges itself in there.
Wait, that's amazing.
Like very impressive, and
a pocket in the shirt, or like inside a shirt, so it's like, you know,
it was literally stuck. He was not a small man. Gave it to the guy, so that was very interesting. I don't know if I've ever actually seen that before.
I'm pretty sure that was for sanitary reasons more than anything.
Yeah, and what's the rule on that? Is it a drop?
Cart path. It was a little strange.
Why did the guy just not walk over to the grass?
Come on, my man.
Well, no, when it landed in his shirt, he didn't move. He stayed there because he knew.
We got to look this up now. This sounds awesome.
All right, I'll look this
up. It was pretty strange.
Who won the tournament?
As it turns out, Tony Finau, a local Utah man who is. You know, he's had a lot of top tens in the last 2 years, and he's just never quite made it. The fourth game was played today because of Hurricane Henry, which turned out to just be like Tropical Storm Henry. So it was canceled yesterday. They played today. I was watching the scores, and I think at hole 16 or 17, Finau was leading at 20 under, and I got really excited. I told Nathan, I was like, look who's winning. He was like, yeah, that's great, but it would be cool if he could do it in a major. So
yeah,
he'll win some money, but yeah, it's not, you know, it'd be great if he could do it in a major. And it actually ended up being a playoff because he ended up tying with Cameron Smith, also at 20 under, and John Rahm kind of crapped to bed a little bit. He ended up in third place. But John Rahm, third place, that guy's having an incredible year.
I have been betting on Tony Finau in every major tournament inexplicably for the last year and a half, and he just never finishes the job. He's the opposite of John Wick. You know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't get it done. And, so that's awesome that he won, but yeah, I'm with Nate. Like, can we please do it in a major, you know?
He did win $1.7 million for like, hats off to him. That's incredible.
Does nothing for me. I'm in this for myself.
I really will say, I feel like golf is like if you could get yourself into golf as a professional athlete, do it, because you make money doing everything.
Yeah. Just playing.
Yeah, just playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make the cut. Great. You're good.
Yeah.
Make the cut, y'all.
I love that. Now let's switch over to the Little League World Series. And before we get into some of the teams that are left in it, I do want to ask if you saw Joe Maddon's response to the kid asking him what it's like to coach Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Did you see those comments?
You know what? I did not.
So a kid asked him, is interviewing Joe Maddon during a kid from the Little League World Series, my God. And he asked Joe Maddon, what's it like to coach those guys? And he says, at this level, kid, you're a manager. You're not a coach. And all I got to say is, Joe Maddon, get over yourself, bro. Like, what? It's a kid, dude. Why are you correcting a kid on this? A manager, a coach. I feel like a coach demands more respect than a manager.
I feel like manager, I think that sounds a little bit higher, don't you?
Really?
I'm managing talent as opposed to coaching them.
No, I feel like a manager, I feel like...
Well, because you're not coaching talent. The talent's already been coached. Now he's just managing what talent he has.
He's got to put pieces together. He's like the chess master.
I feel like a coach is going to be like someone you look up to, you respect, is going to teach you things. Where a manager, I feel like the guy at
Rayleigh's... So it's like boss and leader. Difference between boss and a leader.
Is that what you're kind of comparing it to?
Not at all. I'm saying more that, like, I'm thinking of middle management. Like, someone who's going to micromanage you, someone who's going to make sure that you're not, you know, you're not screwing up at work. That's what I think of when I think of a manager. Am I the only one?
Yeah, it's a strange flex that he tried to hit the kid with, and I think just wholly backfired.
Yes,
yeah, agreed.
I mean, what does the kid know the difference between coaching and managing? Like, that kid doesn't know.
To him,
they're synonyms.
Right, right.
He might even know what synonyms even mean at this stage in his
life.
And
it's still a synonym whether you're in Little League or whether you're in professional baseball.
Touché.
It's the same thing.
Touché.
That's correct. That's correct. All right, so catch us up on what's happening with the Little League World Series right now.
Yeah, so we're in the last stages of it. There are four teams left, and they are playing. There were some games played today because yesterday there was some crazy weather. And excitingly enough, there is a team from Torrance, California, who is 3 wins away from winning it all. The last time a team from L.A. won the World Series was in 1963, and that team was from Granada Hills, which is where Derek and I hail from originally.
Represent.
So,
well, that's pretty cool.
I wonder if it's from the
same. The Torrance Little League team won yesterday in a 9-0 victory over this Ohio team. And this kid, Grant Hayes, he's looking to be a great player. He had 2 home runs yesterday.
So I want to correct you, though. There are actually 6 teams remaining. There's
okay.
2 in the loser's bracket waiting for Michigan and Hawaii and then California and South Dakota.
Yeah, which I don't understand why there's a loser's bracket, guys. Like, that's
they're kids.
Not real.
Yeah, they're
like, yeah. Okay.
But I didn't
teach
realize
them while
this.
They're young. Life is hard.
Yeah,
there's losers.
I didn't realize this, and it makes sense why, but there is no international teams this year.
There are no international teams this year because of the Rona. So
yeah,
I guess maybe
Rona.
We can't call it the World Series.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't call it that.
Lame. I didn't know that.
This doesn't count.
Yeah, I thought there was international teams
like
there.
Chinese Taipei that usually wins it all, right?
No, Japan.
Oh, Japan?
Or Japan.
Taiwan used to be the power.
It's either,
Taiwan,
yeah.
Taiwan,
it's either Japan or a Western team. Yeah. One of the two. There was it was always
look at
back
all
and
this
forth.
Little League World Series knowledge.
Yeah,
we
don't win too much of it.
Yeah, I watched way too much.
Yeah,
when I was a kid. Like I aspired to be that one day. And we were actually a couple games away.
Aspire to be what? A Little League World Series champion?
When I was a kid, yes.
You're in your mid-20s, bro.
No, I said when I... Yes, you know what? Right now, I want to go back to Little League.
You probably still aspires. You can do it, Brad. We believe in you.
Thank you.
They put me on the field, man, coach. Put me on the field.
That 220 pull, gone.
Aaron, good work as always. You got anything for us on the way out?
That's it, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Aaron. All right, Aaron bringing the fire as always. We have a lot to get to in very little time, so if you would, please, Brad, hit me with the TBP Hall of Fame intro music. So,
you got it.
It's on the top.
It's on the top.
That's oh, there right it is. There.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
So Derek has accused me of pandering. Last week I won with no hangovers, and I'm sorry I know our audience are a bunch of drunks. So I get to go last. So, Brad, we will start with you.
You know what? I've been sitting here at first, or picking first for quite a few weeks, and I'm ready to get back to picking last. I feel like I found a good one. I feel like our audience is a bunch of partiers. Enjoy this song when it finally comes on, whether it's at a bar, a club, or just in your car. Cascada, Every Time We Touch. Absolute. No. Really? No one else? Really? Everyone looks at me like I'm fucking crazy. I'm crazy? Really? I'm not crazy. Every Time We Touch is a solid song.
Jeez.
just an all-timer by Brad today.
Just the way you hyped that song up, I was actually kind of excited.
And then had a cuss because he was so rattled.
Dude, I was ready
no
for
one
it,
was
man.
Into it.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right.
I thought I'm restraining myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudy, okay. you got something for us? You got something better than every time we touch?
Oh, 100%. I'm going to go with the Mexican soda, Jarritos.
All right.
Jarritos.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Every flavor?
All right.
Just... All right. Fruit punch.
No. You don't have to. I will take Jarritos as a whole.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah.
What is your favorite flavor? Yeah.
I like either fruit punch or the orange one.
Mandarin.
Mandarin. Thank you.
No, I'm a guava or grapefruit.
Those are both good too.
Guava. I'm a guava or fruit punch.
Guava
guy.
Does what Brad just said that I can't say.
Okay. Oh man! All right, Derek, you sir.
Yes, I got one. This is. I'm trying to go with going your ideas. Finding cash in your pocket you didn't know you had.
Oh!
Like finding that 20 that you thought there for you and you're like, I got... Dude,
that's great. Like in the dryer when
Great feeling. That is a really strong contender, but I think I have the winner, and if you guys don't vote for mine, I just want to let you know, you're all going straight to hell. Grandma's. Derek and I just lost ours, so if you don't vote for us...
Oh, wow. I hate you for that.
Wait a
minute. I hate you.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace about the aggression.
Your knees are very, very scraped, sir.
Damn.
That's a low blow.
That's a very low blow.
That's a dirty blow, but you know,
that is.
For our dead grandmas right there, I have to vote for
them.
All right. But RIP grandmas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
love them.
Yeah,
damn.
Also vote for them, or you're going to hell. So I can't not this time around, which sucks. Wow. But finding cash is
right next to the
love I have for my now deceased grandma.
Now I'm a selfish. See you next Tuesday if I can't do that. Man, you really put me.
I'm sorry.
Tough spot. Now.
All right, you guys tell me. Oh well, we have to do Monday Miners. So Brad, are you ready with that?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. But I don't appreciate how you worded that in there. Next time, change it up the wording. It's not Brad's Miners. It's Monday Miners. I don't have a bunch of miners sitting around. No. I have a minor league team that I'm talking about.
My apologies.
Yeah.
And I'd rather you leave it the way it is.
You could possibly be like the head of a mining company, right?
Yeah. Brad's Mining.
Yeah, Brad's Miner. Like, and that's what you call your guys.
Okay,
Brad's
fine. So we're actually not going to go into the minor leagues. We're going to go into the Wood Bat League like I did a few weeks ago, only for this one thing. The Wisconsin Rapid Rafters have a raft that your beer comes on if you're sitting fieldside. They actually have a little river that runs in front of your seats. You have your own specific little raft that you have.
That's
you order
cool.
it, yeah. and then they'll raft it right on over to you.
That's awesome.
That's super
that's
pretty cool.
That, and
that's
this really is cool. in a collegiate wood bat league. Like, if you were around Chico the past or a couple years ago, it's like that, except for better. Because they have
the
rafts.
Heat.
Yeah, like the Heat. But they have a raft that has
that's
beer
awesome.
On it.
No, I'm down with that. That's really cool.
You do some gimmicks like that.
So we'll come back with the miners, but this one's super miners.
I'm down with that. All right, Derek, Foot and Mouth or MLB or both? Can we knock out both?
Let's go MLB because, you know, there's a lot. There's so much to talk about.
Okay. All right.
There's so much going on right now. But, I mean, the MLB, I feel like we'll pander to the people right now. We'll talk
Maybe you
MLB.
Could drop a Foot and Mouth pod this week for the
folks.
Yeah,
there we go. I'll do that for the people. All right. I will.
So baseball's going off, especially if you're a fan of the Giants or the Dodgers. Giants have the best record in baseball and cannot separate from the Dodgers. Rudy, you put down here on the rundown that the Dodgers are 15-4 since July 31st.
Yes, sir.
And the Giants are 15-5, so there's just no...
They just keep on winning, man. Both teams. Well, the Dodgers are more of a tear because they've won, 10 in a row or 9 in a row?
We've won 9 of 10.
Because we lost last night.
And 20 of the past 30 was like the...
We were feeling ourselves.
You're still feeling yourselves.
We're still, honestly... This is just the fact that the Giants haven't had a lull is just mind-boggling to
it's,
me. Like
it's weird.
Consistent.
Man.
It's crazy.
No one
it's
ever insane. Has this type of run in a season. It's unheralded. It's I hate to see it. I'm sure as Giants fans, every Giants fan around is loving it.
Let's go.
Who wouldn't love this story? It's an awesome story, except it's happening to the Giants, so it makes it an awful story. and the Dodgers are. It's going to be tough because no one wants to play in that one-game playoff.
No.
We're going to have a huge series next weekend, Giants and Dodgers. That is going to be a...
That could determine that, if everything goes the way it is going now, 100%. It could determine who takes the West.
But I will say there are some teams in the MLB that are playing some lights out baseball that aren't in the NL West. I'm looking at the Atlanta Braves in particular.
The Yankees.
No one here is playing the Yankees as much as they are. But the Giants and the Dodgers are both going to have a couple series against the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
And that is a team that's hot. As well. So Yankees, Braves, hot. Dodgers were kind of hot, simmered off last night. But it is a crazy season. I've honestly been watching so much baseball.
I've watched more
Giants baseball than I've ever had in my life.
I could say the same thing about the Dodgers, man.
Yeah, same.
You know, it's great baseball to watch.
It is great baseball. It's awesome baseball.
But the crazy thing is, no matter what, I think the Giants and the Dodgers or whoever gets that wild card spot is taking it because the Dodgers right now are 9.5 up.
Oh, no matter
on that
what,
first spot.
I mean, it's going to be the Giants and Dodgers making the playoffs no matter what.
Yeah.
One of them is going to be in that one-game playoff, though.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, we can't avoid that.
And we probably won't be seeing the Padres. So it'll be against the Reds,
and
most likely.
According to Vegas, they're predicting, as of today, that the Dodgers will win the West.
They have an easier schedule.
Yeah, and the Dodger and the Giants will play the Reds at home for the wild card. So round one would be Giants-Dodgers.
I think it will be the Giants Dodgers first round.
You can only do an NLDS at this point.
Yeah, which sucks because it'd only be a 5-game series, but that would be the first matchup in playoff history between the Giants and Dodgers.
Cool. That's been real, y'all.